All right. Okay. Here we go. Let's go. It's a Monday. If you're listening to this on Spotify, then it's a Monday. That's when the episodes usually come out. But to everyone who's joining us live on playback.tv/call to arms, hello. Welcome. We're doing this live on a Sunday night. We just came from BSD. We just came from playback.tv/good times. So make that habit as well. Sam O is here. I know that we only promised Mo. Because I didn't want to take Sam's post 10:30 p.m. time. It's 11:08. You're still here. This is touching my heart. Sobrang saya ako na hindi ka patulog.
The anxiety is so high right now because when I'm not in bed by 10:30 on a radio day, I'm anxious.
You know what?
It's way past.
Can I say this? I don't know what it is about the three of us, but you know, on the radio, I've said this 100 times, and I hate to say it over and over. It's just maybe there's a different audience here because it's Nico's channel, but this is my favorite group for the radio show I've ever had. And the feedback that we get of the three of us together is always so overwhelmingly positive, especially when we started last week back on the podcast again. What is it? Like, what is it about? Like, I don't feel like I would be friends with Sam if we weren't working together. I think I would be friends with Nico, but... But yung parang yung friends na we'll just kind of keep in touch every few months, not like yung every day. But then when the three of us are together, mm-hmm. it always feels so just normal. And I don't know what
I wanted to ask that. I didn't know Sam was going to be here, but it's great that you are. I thought that me and Mo would kind of like break down on a nerdy level why our group works. But Sam, right before you go to bed, why do you love working with us so much? And why are we so good? Why are me and Mo the best?
Why are we so good? Wow.
No, but like, why do you, like, this is the most oddball, weirdest combo. And look, for everyone that was there, I guess, from the start of the three of us on the radio. When I joined the morning show and it was the two of you there, it wasn't BSE right away. Like, It wasn't it wasn't the way it's formed now. Like, the way it's formed now or the way it was formed other times was like this Avengers-style Mo Twister, right? Like, Mo Twister, Casey Montero, Susie, right? Like, it was like CJ the DJ. Like, it was always like this, like, Avengers-style, all big names in there. I subbed for someone, right? That was the first time I was there. I subbed for someone. And then, because you guys tried someone out after Mikey left. And then I don't think you guys liked that person. And then I was just like a sub. And then it just worked. So it wasn't always best show ever. That was the history of like the three of us.
Yeah. Well, Sam, you're answering that. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, no. Like, so why do I think we work?
Yeah. Why do you think it works?
Well, I think we bring something different to the table, and we – oh, man, I had an answer, and it completely blanked out.
This is exactly – you've been doing that for 10 years, and it's amazing. We laugh at that. No, I've heard that line.
No, but I think we're good at, like, kind of balancing each other out a little bit. And we're good with like playing a certain role, and I think it comes naturally. I think because if we had three people who wanted to be like the Mo Twister on the show, like I don't think that would work quite as well. Yeah, I think we like round each other out or something.
I felt like that was an insult, but it's okay.
Why?
He's sensitive these days. He's sensitive these days.
No, wait, but what I mean by, like, wanting to be Mo Twister is, like, okay, because for me, when we talk about good times, BSE, okay, in the lead is Mo, okay? He's the driver of the show. He comes up with all of these super interesting, amazing topics. We jump on that, and we bring different, you know, takes on things. And so, like, if we all wanted to be Mo, that's what I mean. Na parang, oh, you want to be the lead person, you want to be the star, you want to be the... I can't win. I cannot win. This is why I only wanted 5 minutes on the show. What do you think? I don't know.
Because you're Korean, I'm the driver. I'm the brown one, right? Just in front of the ring. Yes, ma'am. Opo, ma'am. No, but I think there's some truth to that, right? And I know, Nico, I started to take some kind of airtime on your show to talk about us.
No.
But it's just nice to kind of see the people here, the reaction, the support, the nostalgia, but also the excitement for the future. I mean, there's a lot of great, I'm great, Nico's back. And then immediately after, make him stay. So there's a tribute to what we were, what we are, and what we want to be, and what we could be for them. And I think that's really, really cool. So, yeah, no, and I love this playback thing. I love being here. I love this kind of feels like a post episode kind of chat. And I think I've always wanted to do that for both the radio show and the podcast. So it's kind of cool.
This is super cool. Yeah.
I mean, I'm super excited to be back. I know, like, I play it off like I don't want to be back, like, oh, you know, like I'm busy being a dad or like doing other stuff, like with a day job and things like that. I was back last week. I hate to admit it. It was such a fucking rush. Such a rush. I had so much fun.
Yeah, but wait till the radio. Because that's just a podcast. And I'm not saying the podcast is less than the radio. I think actually the podcast has more listeners than the radio does. But what's different is we're reacting to other people's problems. When we're actually talking shop about everything, kind of like what we're going to do here today on Playback, that's when you're just freaking a rock star, Nico. So if the rush is there on the podcast, I feel like the rush is going to even be more there on the radio show. Like, would you agree, Sam?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Radio is really like a different animal, I think.
Yeah, it's so much more pressure.
And
so
just to... Pressure.
Sorry, go.
Yeah.
I didn't want to
miss it. I think I just was kind of thinking back again to like that question where we started off, you know, talking about the three of us. And by the way, I think it's so sweet that people, you know, still like want to listen to us. Thank you so much. But I also think like we're the three of us are like pretty different and we don't always agree. But I think we like respect each other, even if we're like, you know, making fun of each other most of the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Say the L word. Come on, say the L word. That's why. Come on, Sam. Say the L word.
Fine. Lo Shang.
I know you like. See, this is what I mean. No, and I know you say that to Mo all the time when you guys get off the phone is what I hear, which is super cute.
Yeah, no, I think that's the reason why it works. I think that's the reason why the three of us work is at some point we figured out we like each other as people. And then we, to be honest with you, like, and I was telling people this when I left radio, like, I don't know when, but like all those years ago, I was like, I don't feel like I quit my job. I felt like I had stopped hanging out with my friends because that's what the show felt like to me, as evidenced by my tardiness. I didn't treat it like a profession. I treated it like, oh, I'm going to go hang out with my buddies. We fell right back into place last week. Glad that you guys are here on my podcast, which is essentially just the same thing. We're just like wrapping it in different wrappers, but you open the box and it's the same every single time, and it's the three of us. So this is a good moment for me. This makes me happy. I missed it a lot.
Well, you're the driver.
It's nice to. You're the driver. Yeah. Ikaw naman yung driver.
All right, Sam. Okay.
Baba na ako, ha.
Are you really leaving? After we've just showered you with
praise? Dude, I said five minutes. I really have to go, guys. I mean, you know, we can do this another time, like earlier in the day.
If you hang out for 30 more seconds, everyone in the chat is going to tell you how beautiful you are. And then you might think of staying.
No. Oh my gosh. Guys, love the show. Congrats, Nick. You guys have a good time. Talk all the basketball you want, you know, and all that good stuff. And
hey,
before you leave, Sam. Yeah.
Someone close to me in my life is close to your NSB.
Oh, I know exactly who you're talking about. I saw him this past, what is it? Oh, yeah, I saw him the other day.
Yeah, but like I'm not saying anything. You're starting to give clues. Don't give clues because the other guy.
At some point, this is gonna cut me. Okay, at
no,
some point.
No, because like aren't non-showbiz boyfriends like aren't non-showbiz boyfriends and girlfriends like they're all like kind of like top secret and stuff like
that. Yeah, you always gotta say his non-showbiz boyfriend businessman. Like it's the non-showbiz boyfriend and then they're fucking professional.
They're always a businessman. No, yeah, it's never a non-showbiz like you know non-showbiz IT manager. What the fuck, man? Like us employees, we can never catch a break. Okay, lang business owner parate.
No, and Mohan, I'm not trying to keep it a secret from you, and I've said this already. Like at this point, it's like a game. I'm trying to see how long.
That's why, Sam. That's why I don't give clues because I want the game to keep going.
Yeah,
but I just want you to know the game ended. The game ended for me. Like I'm out of the game because I found out.
Yeah,
I didn't try to find out.
And I feel like if Mo really wanted to, he could anyway. But it's like, whatever.
Well, I could easily just message Alex, for example. Alex, who the fuck is it? And you tell me.
Exactly. Right, exactly.
Yeah. So trust me. I'm not gonna spoil it for you.
Yeah. So I just want you to know, Mo. I'm in the lead. I know who it is.
Whatever. Okay.
Good night, Sam.
Okay, guys.
I just would like to know before
you guys, out.
I would like to know who it is before you guys break up. That's all. That's all I want.
So, Mohan.
Oh my gosh.
Leaving us. I'm going to get a little dig in there. Okay, you know, have a good night. We'll see you in the morning. We'll see you
good
in a bit.
Good night. Bye.
I was so excited to keep her on because we start out every episode of the podcast with a call to arms basketball championship belt. And I just wanted to see her fake her way through it.
By the way, if not a belt, another prize I hear you're giving away today here on Playback is a Tissot watch. Of course, the same one from the FIBA World Cup. It was given to Dennis Schroeder. And I am excited for the people here on Playback.tv for us to select Playback.tv/call to arms who select we're going to get this watch. We're going to give this watch too. So
we're giving it away on the chat, by the way. So everyone that's on the chat, like we'll put your name just like in a randomizer and then we'll pick someone out.
The randomizer is us.
Yeah. Yeah. I scroll up really fast, I scroll down really fast, and then wherever the cursor stops, that's where it's gonna be.
Yeah, they'll call a Nico. There's no DTI NCR permit, blah blah blah. That means it's fair. No, it's not fair.
No, it's all completely random. You might say, I'm the binigay mo pinsan mo yan eh. Maybe. You never know.
Yeah, possibly.
You never know. You never know. Right? There's someone on the chat whose name is D from Abu Dhabi. If yung manalo dito is like Mike from Malanday. Pure coincidence. Pure coincidence. Yeah. Even from outside of the Philippines. If you're from outside the Philippines, I will ship it to a relative in the Philippines.
Yeah.
I will ship it to a relative within grab distance. That's as much as I'm doing. Right? I'm not shipping it to Germany or anything like that. Padala niyo sa kamag-anak niyo or sa kaibigan niyo. Like that's fair enough. Sorry.
We are.
This isn't the most professional thing. No, yeah. I'm not even going to LBC
if you
it.
Pay for the shipping. Even if you're like, "Oh great, Nico, can I pay for the shipping? I'm in Abu Dhabi." I am not going anywhere to drop it off and put it into a box.
No, ipapagrab ko siya. I'm telling you right now, ipapagrab ko siya. Preferably in the Pasig, Makati, San Juan, Mandaluyong general area.
You know, with me on the radio show, but I want to give away a cash prize. You know why cash prize is easy? PayPal. Just PayPal it to all the winners. Do not have to move. Just a little bit of that and it's done. So, but anyway, yeah, we'll figure out. Or I mean, I'm sure Nico's got a plan on how we're going to give this away or what the mechanics are. So stick around this entire time. And make sure again to join the room when Nico's got his Playback stream up because he's the best, truly.
Please do make sure though that you guys follow at the Watch Store PH. At the Watch Store PH, they are the ones who are helping us make the giveaway possible. The Watch Store PH, they carry Tissot, Frederick Constant, Alpina, Tommy Hilfiger, Calvin Klein, and Coach watches. They're all over. Let me show you where they are. They are in SM City North EDSA, SM City Fairview, SM City Cebu, SM City Davao, SM Makati, Mega Mall. There's a Tissot shop as well in North EDSA, SM Lanang, SM South Mall. They're everywhere, right? So again, it's the Watch Store PH. All right, cool. as I said, the podcast every week starts out with the basketball championship belt, which gets passed around week by week to whoever is having a moment, like, in basketball. And it doesn't necessarily have to be someone who has, like, 80 points, 100 points, or, like,
is it only NBA, crazy. Or is it...
No, no.
Any basketball.
I mean, Caitlin Clark was one of the first people that won it a few months ago. A women's 3x3 team here in the Philippines won it a few weeks ago. Isaiah Thomas won it last week because he was able to get back to the NBA on a 10-day contract with the Suns. And I just have a soft spot for him because, like, you know, he's been through a lot, and he just won't give up, just wants to make it back to the NBA. I have a guy that...
So what is it? You're going to say you're going to nominate and I'm going to nominate and then if we're going to agree or how does this work?
No, if you have a nominee, then by all means they take the belt this week as a courtesy since
I want this to be a debate though. Like, it doesn't have to be, every debate doesn't have to be heated. This doesn't have to be Skip or Shannon. No, it could be just, here's my guy, you give me your guy, and I'm like, yeah, you know what? I think your guy deserves it. Like, I'm reading a lot of Jalen Green, for example. Jalen Green just came from a huge night the other night. He had like 7 threes or something, right? And of course, there's a little bit of homeness to that because it is Jalen. But I like this Nebraska star, Tominaga, who just got dispatched in the March Madness. That Japanese player who fucking lights it up.
With a headband?
Yeah, the headband, and just kind of like every three, he's just kind of like super excited. And then, and you know, he had this great quote. I got to look for this quote. He had this great quote when they got knocked out of the March Madness tournament. He's kind of was saying how sad he was. I'm only paraphrasing. I don't have it with me right now, and I'm too lazy to kind of make all this noise on the keyboard. But he had some, you know, when you get knocked out of the tournament, and we're talking college basketball here, by the way, NCAA US. When you get knocked out of the tournament, it must be horrible to go, shit, we had a chance, and chances are so few and far between, but especially for a team like Nebraska. So when he got knocked out, instead of like, hey, we're not going to win, or we didn't do this, it's, I'm not going to play with my guys anymore, and I'm not going to play with my coach anymore. And that's what hurts me.
You're big on that. You're big on that.
Yeah, I'm big on the emotional component. I'm big on the chemistry. I love that stuff. So there he is, dude. Love this guy. Love him. Love him more because he's Asian,
and he wears the headband. He's got a dorky headband. Yeah. Well,
and really, he looks like a nerd. And I always feel like when he's shooting, there's kind of like mathematics that's going on in his head. And obviously, he wears the Steph number. He's got the Steph
ballsy. Yeah,
he's got the Steph kind of swag about him in an Asian package. Fucking love it. Love this guy. Like, every basket is like huge for him. And he's got that quick release there, like that little quick, like that, boom. That little flick of the, you know, wherever you go, you should really follow through. You should really follow through. He's like, fuck that. I'm gonna follow through.
And also, like, Nebraska of all people, of all places, because and you know, Nebraska not a big Asian place, right?
Yeah, not at all.
Like, you know, not to compare him to Jeremy Lin, right? But Jeremy Lin, like Harvard, you're like, yeah, of course, yeah,
okay. Yeah, you're thinking
that's
Stanford.
Where our people are.
Yeah,
that's where Stanford. Asians are.
You're thinking Harvard. Like, also, I mean, yeah, sorry, go. Sorry.
And also, when he did that interview, the fact that he wasn't, you know, like we sound more slang than him,
dude. Like, yeah,
that made me love him even more.
Love it. Thick accent.
Oh, like, he's so out of place, like, with everybody there, except for the fact that he's the best player on the floor.
I played ball against this guy at Xavier for 7 years. Okay. Love this dude, man. So he's my belt guy. He's my belt nominee. We don't have to give it to him. Like I said, this could just be a discussion. But in the spirit of March Madness, the team really not destined to do very well. And him, again, being Asian and just freaking just sniper. This is my guy for the belt.
Yeah, I mean, Keisei Tominaga, I mean, good case. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if my mind gets changed. I was thinking of him or this guy because it's March Madness season.
Oh,
but Jack Golkey. similar story, right? I mean, has no business being like the best basketball player, especially not against Kentucky as a 14 seed going up against probably what the most expensive program in all of college basketball, a factory for NBA players, the Kentucky Wildcats. And then he just lights them up. Like he just like he's what, 24 years old. He's an old dude, right? Like he played Division II, plays in Oakland, right? He's like the Steve Novak type where he'll just like, he'll just catch and shoot. No, you know what? I've never seen Steve Novak make a three like that. I'm sorry, Jack Okie. But also similar to your reasoning, he had a quote that made me fall in love with him.
I love this quote too, man. See, now this is a tough one. Now that you bring him up, his quote was probably even better than Tominaga's quote. I just like him a little bit because of the Asian bias. But you're right. This quote was amazing. What did he say?
Yeah, he said, I'm not going to make it to the NBA, but on any given night, I can compete with these guys. And I was like, bro. And then they won again against NC State in the second round. Scored 32 against Kentucky and then 22 against NC State. They're still dancing.
Yeah. And it's Oakland too, right? Another one. Like you don't expect them to really kind of be a threat to win the whole thing. I know, again, they're seated, but I love this guy.
Oh, no, sorry. They lost. Sorry, they lost in overtime. Okay. I misread the score.
And the form is a little, it's a little unique. I like it. No, I like this guy. I like shooters who can shoot while kind of off balance, fading. Sometimes when they even do it purposely. I know there's a girl who plays for the New York Liberty, the French girl. What's her name? Marine? Is it Johanne or whatever?
We just call her Marine.
Yeah, Marine. And if you haven't seen Marine play, and by the way, she's just stunning. And if you haven't seen her play, it's so fun to watch her play. I love the Liberty. So you got to check her out. Obviously, she's shooting guard. I don't know if she starts for the Liberty or she started last year for them or she comes off the bench. She's probably France's best female player. And she is incredible, man. You got to see the highlights of her taking off balance threes and all of that. She's awesome. I like that kind of player.
All right. Okay. So two good candidates, Jack Golke, Tominaga. You're the guest here, so I'll let me know where the sales are sending you.
I hope none of this stuff comes off of racist, right? Because we're all one like community when it comes to rooting for Asians. But I'm taking the Shogun. I'm taking Tominaga for this in true Shogun fanaticism, which is going on right now with the show. I don't know if you watch it. If not watching it right now, you should. It's a great show, and I'm taking Tominaga for this one.
There you go. Congratulations. I know you got eliminated from the NCAA tournament, but you, sir, are taking home the Call to Arms championship belt this week. Big ups to you.
This is exactly, it's perfect. Yep. No, I love it.
The main thing on the show is I want us to exchange takes, right? I want us to exchange like any take you have about life, the hotter, the better. And then for everyone that's on the chat right now, that's listening to this and that's watching this live, get your takes ready. If you have a take that's good enough, we might cancel the whole raffle for the watch and we might just give it someone with just like a good enough take. But as everyone's getting their takes ready, I want to give you 5 minutes. Explain everything that's happening with the only person you love more than Luka Doncic, Shohei Ohtani. I'm a sports fan.
You mean a bit of a scandal.
Yeah. Yeah, with his interpreter and like, is he not funding the gambling addiction? Why they take back the statement? All of this, like how the interpreter get his hands on millions of Shohei's money. I follow baseball. I'm sure a lot of the people here on the chat, the reason they're still listening to this or listening to the Call to Arms podcast at all is they follow sports. We all enjoy sports. We all know who Shohei is. But, we don't know baseball the way we know like basketball. Like if this happened to... If this happened to like Nikola Jokic's like business manager, then yeah, I'd probably know every single detail that happened. I don't know what's going on with Shohei. You have 5 minutes. If you can do it in less, then even better.
So again, all of this stuff is still early because this just came out a couple of days ago. And Shohei, as many of you guys know, is a very nice, genuine mild-mannered man, and I would say he probably trusted this guy. This guy is a con artist. It's looking like he's a con artist. He's been able to say things that people have believed at face value. Like he said he worked for the Boston Red Sox, and he ran with that. And at no point in the past 6 years did somebody from the Red Sox organization go, "Oh, nope, that's not true," right? He said he graduated from a certain school, BBM style, and nobody just kind of, he's been able to sell it, and nobody just said, "Okay, no, that's not true." It took something like this for people to research. What does that tell you? The guy is really believable. And what do we know about Shohei? Shohei signed a $700 million contract. I don't have the stats in front of me. I'm not looking this up. This is all, so if I get the numbers wrong, forgive me. But the way he structured his contract was he's going to take $10 million a year instead of what so many other freaking athletes do, which is, okay, give me my 50M a year. He's like, no, incredible. It's super backloaded contract. He's taking $10 million a year for every year that he plays. So I think it's 10 years of $10 million, and then the rest of it, it's going to stagger until he's like 80 years old. So what does that tell you about Shohei? He's bulk money, not a big deal for him. That money, in fact, maybe not be a driving force, even though he's got this huge, monstrous contract. There's a lot of things also going on in Shohei's life. He recently got married, had to change teams, won the WBC. Like, there's a lot going on. That, how do you know if your trusted guy next to you is fucking you over when you have so many other things involved? So I don't think he knew about it. I think he got lied to. I think he's a type of guy who believes. Maybe he doesn't get screwed over next time now that he knows a little bit. And he trusted the team that they were going to supply somebody that they vetted. And that, why would he need to do a background investigation? He probably assumed it was done. So I'm with like what Lord here, him as a victim. And there's no way that Shohei had any kind of nefarious shit going on here. He's a good, good guy.
What's the on-field implication here? What are the chances Shohei misses on-field time, pays a penalty himself? You say he's a victim. What are the chances the MLB or a court of law sees it as otherwise and says you did something wrong, and what would be the punishment for that?
I don't know. I doubt that he's going to miss any time. We're not just talking about him just being a good guy or us being fans. He is the single greatest thing to happen to baseball clean, okay, in our lifetime. I think he's the greatest player of all time already. And I know I'm kind of loosely say shit like that sometimes, crazy, especially with excited people, but nobody can do what he does. And no one has ever done what he does. So I don't think that baseball will allow him to get punished for something like this. He's just way too important for a sport that doesn't have the fanfare that the NBA does anymore in the Americas. And what you're holding in your hand right now, football is king in the US. So baseball cannot take a scandal that involves Shohei where he is getting punished at this time. Sounds He's going to be fine. He's going to be fine.
All right. Thank
you. You do have a football in your hand. What is that? Like, yeah. You're a football fan? It's good to throw around, but
I can't throw the big one.
Yeah, the big one's dude.
Yeah, the big one's like impossible to have a spiral on. Like, I don't have big enough hands. So like the small one, ever since I found out that they sell the small one, like for kids, makes me feel really good about myself. Yeah. Like, I've been obsessed. I can throw on a ball this size. Ooh,
I've been obsessed with football. I'm obsessed. Since moving to the U.S., it was one of those things where I knew about the NFL. I had a favorite team. I had a favorite player growing up, but, you know, not really involved in it. And then when you go to the U.S., you move, like, from Philippines, you move to the U.S., you probably have felt the same way. You're like, I don't have time for that. I don't have time for another sport. Mm-hmm. I don't have time to be obsessed. I got the NBA. I got my baseball. You know, UFC is bigger than ever. Like, there's so tennis. Love, obsessed with tennis. And when I have no time for another sport, plus a very American, you know, centric sport. Like, there's not a lot of international fanfare for football. And then I'm hooked. Dude, it's my life. It's like football is everything to me now. And it's kind of crazy that and surprising that this happened to me while living here in the US.
And it helps because your favorite team wins all the time.
Yeah, yeah. But see, this is driving me crazy when people say that these past few years, because yes, I'm enjoying this sport and I'm in the middle of a dynasty. So I always got to get my receipts. You know, like when I first moved to the U.S., when we were in last place, you went number one.
Oh, no, yeah, yeah. No, I'm not saying you're a KC fan just because they're winning. I'm saying, like, it's much easier to enjoy, to make space in your mind and in your schedule for another sport if you're like, yep, they're probably going to win.
Oh, because I'll take that. I'll take that.
I have the best tight end in history and someone who's on his way to making a goat case at quarterback.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. By the way, I met Travis Kelce a couple of weeks ago. He walked over to shake my hand, which was really, really cool. Yeah.
You met Travis Kelce?
Yeah. So, obviously, the Super Bowl was here in Las Vegas, and I work at the airport, so I have kind of airfield access. I saw the team as they left, kind of waved at them. I held the trophy in my hand. They let me take a photo with the trophy. The NFL did. Really cool. And then Kelce came back the week after that, on a private jet and all that stuff. And of course, me, you know, being as chismoso as I am, knew that he was coming in. So met with him on the airfield and I was like, hey, Travis. He walked over to the vehicle that I was in to shake my hand. Just super cool guy.
Good guy. Really good.
Yeah, good guy. But even his brother's even better. His brother walked into the terminal. Nakachinelas lang. And what was great about Jason Kelce when I saw him in terminal was he was taking... So people are mobbing Jason Kelce. And as I watch him doing that, people are asking for photos. And he's just in Pambahay and all of that. And he's getting their phones and he's clicking the selfie. Like when a celeb does that, that's a fucking super cool celeb. Like you and I hate to say this, sorry, apologize, but we're celebs in our own very small little way, right? People do ask for our photos every now and then. There's no way in fucking hell I am going to grab somebody's phone and selfie us. Jason Kelce, 6 foot, you know, 4 or 5, whatever, he grabs it, takes like multiple shots. And just, I've never seen that since Shaquille O'Neal did it when he came to the Magic Studio many, many years ago, where he's like, yeah, no, give me the camera. Let's take all of the shots we can take. He's turning me around. He's lifting me up. You know, he knows what this moment means to you.
Right.
And he's very embracing of it.
Wow. Now everyone's going to go listen to the New Heights podcast with Jason and Travis from here. And they're going to be like, wow, okay, never again. Never again, Nico and Mo.
Or get the New Heights on Playback. Yeah, it would be cool. Yeah. Playback.tv/New Heights.
If I get them on Playback, I'll be made. Let's do takes. So if you guys have a take, whatever it is, it could be sports. If it's not sports, even better.
Yeah.
It could be a sports take. I'm not against a sports take, right? But if it is like a just general life take, then just put it on the chat. If we like it enough, maybe we'll put you on stage with us. And then if there's a good enough take out there and someone who defends it well enough, then you never know, you might win the watch. If there's none, then we'll still do a raffle for everybody on the watch. Can I start?
Yeah, go.
Okay. So here's my take. If you have one best friend, if you can identify, like off the top of your head, just say like who your one single best friend in the world is, I think you need more friends.
Wow. Shit, I can't even name one.
That's cool. That's cool. I'd rather you not be able to name one best friend. Or you can say, oh, I don't know which one of my five best friends is my true best friend. If you can, if like, hey, who's your best friend? And you're like, John. And like, I don't mean like brother or like wife, huh? Like, because like, you know, like we marry our best friends. That's your spouse.
Yeah,
or
yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, like Jason and Travis, for example. Oh, my best friend's my big brother. Right. Sure. I mean, of course. Sure. Fine. But like, just like an actual friend. If you can that quickly, that easily name one person as your best friend, I think you need more friends. I think you need more best friends.
Yeah, that's
a lot of pressure to hang on one person.
Okay, so I can't choose. So here's how sad maybe you guys might look at my life and think, wow, okay, that sucks. but I can't even choose from a pool of five. Like, I can't name, I think every, all of my friends are, like, all of my real true friends are just kind of like, they're like sevens. If we were saying like 10's your best friend, like, to me, it's like everybody in my life is a seven. That's not your spouse and all of that.
That's what I'm saying. I think that that's much a much better situation than having one 10 out of 10 friend and everybody else is just like, oh, just like second class citizens. But this is my one guy. Because that's so much pressure to hang on this one person.
Okay, who is your best man?
That's the thing. I had two best men at my wedding. And we only had like 20 people in our wedding because we got married at the peak of the pandemic.
Brilliant. I got married in Iceland, fully knowing no one's going to show up. Yeah. That was the point, to price them out or inconvenience them out of the way. Like, here's my philosophy. I don't like parties. I do not want people staring at me. I don't want to have best man. I wouldn't be able to even choose one. I would absolutely go with my brother, for example, which is kind of the low hanging fruit thing to do, but that's because I don't have best friends. So, I was telling Chopper, we should either get married on Christmas Day so no one shows up, or make it so difficult for people to show up that it's just going to be us. And that's what we did. And that's,
yeah, no, I got the invite. I got the invite along with the airfare rates. Yeah, and I was like, right. Ah, congrats.
Yeah, exactly. And then of course the venue, like it's we priced people out of it. It was still pandemic. So just, you had to have all of these requirements to get there. So it was like, perfect. This is the wedding for me. Like, this is what that's supposed to look like. Nobody's there. And so kind of to circle back to what you're asking, I can't name a best friend. I couldn't even name a best man if I were going to have a more traditional wedding. And a part of me succeeding in not having that was, again, getting married in a place where I wouldn't have to be pressured by that. I just do not have a lot of friends.
And again, that's not common. And that's what makes this a hot take, is because it's not a common belief. And it is my belief that that situation, like your situation and my situation, are of extremes. Sure. I have maybe like four or five or six people, you and Sam included, that I could on any given day say is my best friend. You are among my group of my bestest friends, right? But I don't have just like one guy. I don't just like have like one person, because I feel like if you are in a situation in your life and you just have like one true best friend, and I don't know, that person moves, that person gets married, talks to you less, disappoints you, you get in a fight with them. It's just way too much. You lose too much. You hang too much on one person. And that makes me feel queasy.
Okay. What was your wedding hashtag, though? Did you have one?
We didn't have one.
Because you got married.
There's no one there.
I know, but you have a wedding hashtag. You know, people have wedding hashtags, right?
No, like, I wanted one.
Around that time, that was.
No, I wanted. There were. I had a bunch of wedding ideas that Bea shut down, and for good reason, because I was like, hey, if we did Nivea, do you think Nivea will like just sponsor us? And she's like, no, they won't. Lenny Robredo is our ninang.
What the fuck?
She doesn't know it, but like, I know, like, I know
one, you or the wife?
I know one of the daughters, and I was like, can you tell like your mom that she's our wedding ninang? And we just can't invite her because it's the pandemic. Yeah. And then she's like, yeah, whatever. And I keep telling people all the time, yeah, si ninang Lenny. And Bea's like, please stop telling people that.
I'm writing this as a radio topic for later. What's your ninong ninang flex? Like, you can actually get, you think you can get them? Thank you for the topic. Okay, got it. Perfect.
All right. Okay, so that's one of my takes. Have more than one best friend.
Okay. Do I have to give a take, or am I just gonna react to your takes?
No, if you have takes, go for it.
It could be anything.
Anything. Anything in the world. The hotter, the better.
So last week on the radio show, I'm trying to remember some of these answers, but the topic to call in, and you and I share our dislike for bihun, pancit bihun, worst. Right. It's just disgusting. And everybody who follows the show or the podcast knows we do not feel strongly about pancit bihun. But we had last week a topic on the radio show of your controversial food opinion. And this is jumping off Benny Blanco's hatred for Jollibee chicken, which he kind of had like a vomitous take on it.
Yeah, so
you think it was Mitch Oi?
You think he was I don't know why he would post it. Like, I get it if you don't like it. Like, it's fine to not like any food. It's fine. I don't understand
he was
why
just
he much. Was...
You think he just kind of oversold his dislike for
Jolly? I just don't get the purpose of posting it. Like, what was to gain? Like, he knew he was going to piss people off.
But yeah, what if he's just that's just it?
Or it's like an rage bait, you know, just like rage content.
Yeah.
Just getting the headlines.
I had no problem with what he did, by the way. Just for the I have no problem with what he did. And it's that's not because I dislike Jollibee. I mean, I'm not a Jollibee fan, but he could take my favorite. That he could like take Taho, which to me is the single greatest thing that exists in this world. And he'd be like, okay, so I'm trying this morning drink that Filipinos fucking drink. And what the fuck is this? You know, he could do that and I'd be like, that's a fucking idiot. But I'm not going to be like, you know, I'm not going to be upset about it. I mean, I'm not going to feel fucking
It's the same thing as, you know, how when like some people in the Philippines get sensitive about like the national anthem.
Yeah.
And I'm like, come on, really?
Yeah.
Really? Like 8 out of 10 politicians we elect is like wildly, obviously corrupt. And we're upset because of how Martin Rivera sang the anthem at a Pacquiao fight. Like, come on, really?
There was a one time where Christian Bautista missed a line. Okay, he missed a line.
Yeah, they wanted to sue him. They wanted to put him in jail.
They wanted to jail him.
Yeah.
For missing a line of the anthem. Like, that's wild. We are way too sensitive about the anthem. I love our anthem. It is a really good song. It has great melody. The last line, the finishing line at the end is monster. Love it. But, dude.
Bars, as they say.
Dude, bars.
I'm say, oh, bars.
Bars, dude. Easy. Song's fucking amazing. Okay. But we have to kind of calm the fuck down when it comes to getting these things wrong. It's really good. Sorry, I'm all over the place with hot takes. I was going to food and now we're going to think. And it makes me think of one more thing. I love the new Timberlake song. The Selfish song. I love this song. Can you play it? Can you play it? Because I can't.
Let's play it. But
have you heard this song? The Selfish came out about a month ago?
Yeah, I have.
Love this song. I think it's my favorite song right now. And there's a line here. It's the start of the second verse where I was like, Timberlake, why are you so outdated? The line goes something like this. When the phone rings, I hope it's you on the other side. And I'm like, caller ID. What year are we in? Timberlake's writing lyrics for the NSYNC days. Go 1:19. I think it's 1:19. I'm obsessed with this shit, right?
You hate it that much that you know.
Listen, I love this song. Like, truly, like, my wife's, trust me, she'll be like, yeah, he fucking plays it like nonstop here at the house. Go 1:19 or 1:15, just so we warm it up here. But check out this line from Timberlake, man. It's
lyrics are on up to.
Oh, here we go. Just, is this as loud as you got it here? What phone are you using?
Yeah, this phone.
What is that shit? I don't think lyrics, JT.
Also, I don't think this is the type of phone that you can call.
Yeah, you know, remember when I think there was another music video from way, way back, and I think it was like Ja Rule or something, and she was texting him back, and it was like an XL.
No, it's what was Kelly it? Rowland and Nelly.
Was it Kelly Rowland? Okay. Or no. It was like, this is not a phone.
Yeah, no, you can't call this phone. This phone can't call. You can't call it. This is an intercom. Look at the switch right here where my cursor is. These are the only three things that it can call.
This is for fire in the building. But even if you didn't see the video, like even if you didn't see this video, you're just listening to this song. God, that's a fucking jam. This song's fucking banger. And then you hear the line, every time the phone rings, I hope it's you on the other side. And you're like, what does that even mean?
No. They had a chance to save it. If on the music video they show just a regular ass telephone, like a regular ass landline, you would be like, yeah, okay, so he has a landline in his house. Why did they choose this non-functioning telephone? They had one chance to save it, and they blew that.
I think both of them are there's a very big fail on both. Number one, she's your girlfriend. You have that number saved. Okay. There's no, ooh, I wonder who this is. Oh, shit. Hello, sweetheart. No. Okay. And then two, the bigger atrocity is that's not a phone. It looks like a telephone. That's not a telephone. But the song, oh my God, is so good. And if you haven't seen him on Tiny Desk NPR, he released it about a week ago.
Oh, he's back, isn't he?
Dude, he's back. And he's got a concert here on the 10th of May. If you guys want to go, I'm in Vegas, I'll be there. You know, I'm a huge NSYNC fan. But when he did it on the Tiny Desk, Selfish, oh my God, it's fucking unbelievable. This song, man, I'm telling you. I'm a This I Promise You guy. I love Mirrors. There are a couple like JT stuff that I would put there among some of the best songs like of my life. They're not great songs in terms of song for song, but just for what it is to me, this song, Selfish, man, incredible. Love it. Love it. Except for that phone part.
You know what I listened to recently? Just like again, Until the End of Time.
Oh my God. Yeah. And you should watch it on, again, the NPR Tiny Desk that came out the other week. He was amazing in that song.
That's the only reason why I revisited the song was because I heard it on NPR, and it's one of those, like, it'd been years, like, but I didn't know I knew every single word. Let's put it up. And I just heard it.
Yeah, no, it's a good song. Again, Mirrors, one of my favorites. This I Promise You, right up there. But it's fucking Selfish. It's so funny. Dude, Tiny Desk is a version, but it's hard to put that one up because, like, you know, it's like a 30-minute clip. So to kind of guess where it's at is.
Let's just do it. Let's just do it quickly.
All right, hit like, I don't know, let's go 10 minutes. Go do 13. Do 1256.
Which one?
1256 first.
1256. Why do you know it off the top of your head?
I love numbers. I memorized. Yeah, there we go. Dude, listen to this version. Listen to the harmonies, especially on that phone. That fucking phone statement. Walang sound daw. Walang sound.
No, turn on your stream volume. Let me pause it right here. If you're listening, if you're watching right now on playback, on the bottom left of your screen, there's a volume controller. And then there's two toggles there. One is for the stage, that's me and Mo. One is for the stream. That means like whatever it is we play in the background. All right? Okay, I think people got it.
Dude, this. Check out this harmony.
Look at this guy in the back. Look at the face this guy's making in the back.
He's like crashed it. He doesn't belong there. Okay, check out the line. Here we go. Here's my phone line.
Here we go.
Okay, almost.
Bro, Justin, caller ID. This guy, that's what this guy's saying. Justin, boss.
Save your girlfriend's number.
Boss, caller ID.
He's got an Apple iTag. What is those Apple iTags already on? Come on, man. Let's go, JT.
Justin's back. Hey, how did we get there? What was your take about the food?
I don't know, man. I think about food. I think people like, I don't even remember anymore.
Was it Benny Blanco? Is that your take?
No. It was like
a take.
No, I was asking people to call the show and ask them what their hot take was regarding food, like things that are way overrated. And, you know, you hear shit like foie gras, which I agree. It's shit. Oh God, I forgot already. I got so thrown off by this Justin take that I completely forgot what my answer was regarding food. But nevertheless, I love it. I love that song.
I mean, no, I think the take being that you were fine with what Benny Blanco did, that's a take.
Yeah, I was fine with that. Okay, fine. That's my take. I was fine with that. But there were some answers. I think Sam O's answer was bone marrow. Disgusting. I'm like,
yeah, all right.
Bulalo, yeah, sorry.
Yeah. That's what you gotta do to it, man. Like, you gotta catch it with your wrist and then,
yeah, there's a
flop like that.
Right, yeah. No, I'm out.
DJ's like, bone marrow equals butter. Mm.
Well, you know, okay, this upsets me. You guys have heard me say this a lot. When you're eating crab, and especially this was really with when you're eating with old people, right? And you open the crab and all that eggs and like, what is it? Is it alligator? What's the
alligator?
Yeah, and they're like, "Oh, this is the best part. This is the best part." Oh, that's not the best part. That's for the fucking claw. Like, I hate when people do this. This is the best part. It is not the best part. They don't sell. Oh no, the alligator is not the best part. It is all about the claw. And if you say otherwise, shame on you.
There's Bihun in our, I know, there's Bihun in our office canteen.
Yeah.
And every time they serve it, like, I'm like, why do you hate us?
Oh, wow. Dude.
Like, why do you hate us?
It's because Bihun is cheap.
This could have been canton. This could have been canton. This could have so easily been canton.
Okay, here's my hot take food. Okay, this is it. Chocolate ass. There it is.
Really? That's hot
take. Yeah, I'm Benny Blanco-ing chocolate. Chocolate, shit.
Disgusting.
Absolutely horrendous.
This might be a generation thing. Are you saying it's gone bad? Like it's not what it used to be from when you were a kid?
Nope. No, because it was always bad. I'm out on chocolate.
Always bad. You never liked it.
It's low quality. It's like pulvron meets chocolate. It's no out. And I know it's a really big part of who we are culturally, as again Jollibee is as well, but nope, it's disgusting. It is not delicious whatsoever. You can taste the powdered milk base of it, just out on chocolate. I mean, you guys like it because it's a part of who we are. It's a part of our upbringing, but come on, let's be honest for a second about it versus some of the great chocolates in the world. It is not.
Okay. That's not fair. So let's not go against like chocolate versus the great chocolates in the world. Let's go chocolate versus what is next to it in the supermarket. Well,
for example, there are chocolate spread now. Yes? Like a Nutella superior by all accounts.
Well, let's go Pinoy candies, right? So flat top, curly top, which is the same thing. Just different. Just
suck. They all suck. I mean, the only...
I'm trying to save you here from
I know I'm gonna get
elitista talaga.
I'm
giving you every out here.
Don't call me elitista. I fucking grew up in the... I know right now Marilao and Bukhaw are not... It's not the jungle anymore, okay? I get it. There's a fucking airport down the street in the Philippine arena. But when I grew up there, it was province. So I am not this elitista thing. I get, though, with the way I talk and my life and my lifestyle. Oh, yeah, fucking he's rich. I ate that shit growing up constantly. My number one food all time, taho, all time. But the candies suck. The only thing that's good is maybe the white rabbit milk. White rabbit milk where you can eat the wrapper, I'm in.
Yeah. Okay.
But I mean, I love our desserts. Come on, like espasol all day, cochinta all day, puto no egg, no cheese all day. Getting angry here. We're having a mo that calmed down. The most calmer now, most mature.
I love how you go. Marilao, Bulacan. Yeah, I get it with my lifestyle and like where I live and how I talk and all that. But, you know, like I did all that shit. Like, probicha. Essentially, what Mo is saying, mayaman ako, oo. Pero jologs pa rin ako.
No. Yeah. What I'm trying to say is
which is truly aspirational, really. It's the most aspirational thing ever.
Bullshit. There's a lot of people who are rich who try to kind of be among the people, but they didn't do it every day. Just because one day you did your laundry one day doesn't make you a man of the people. I fucking grew up with these people. Like, that was my life. So when I say these people, it just comes off so shit, right? Sorry.
These people.
These poor people. No, I grew up, I don't want to say on the street, but I spent my, I didn't wear shoes, man. Because I didn't want to alienate myself.
Mm. You just don't like the candy. You just don't like
the candy. You want the fucking candy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shit.
Okay. All right. Cool. This is why I wanted to
erase half of what I just said, please, and don't put that on the internet because it's gonna be edited and like, oh my god, look at this asshole.
I'm glad we're live then. This is why I wanted to do a takes episode. All right. Okay. Let's stay on food. Let's bring someone on. 9MG, I hope you're ready. You don't have to turn your camera on if you don't want to. But 9MG, I'm inviting you to the stage here on Playback. Come on. Because
at some point I need to talk about my Viva Hot Babes video because I think, you know, a friend of mine is sending me a message right now saying, you know, talk a little. I have to talk about this a little bit later because I need to. Yes, I get it. I know. I'm on the meme still. Okay. It's still a very big deal. Okay. I get it.
Oh, 9MG on the chat. 9MG on the chat. Because the next topic on deck that Mo just threw out there looks like it's what people are waiting for. But I will give you a chance. I will give you a chance to share this take with us because he just came on the chat and said Lechon is overrated. I think that's infuriating some other people. I think though he would probably find other people that might agree with him. All right, never mind. Keep an eye out if you're on the chat, people. If I invite you to the stage, you have a chance to come on. All right, okay, cool. DJ saying best Viva Hot Babe. Is that what you wanted to address before we get to the next take?
Why would I want to say that and get in trouble? Of course I'm not going to say that, but No, go. I'm going to save it for later. Go
with all right. Okay, here's my next take. If I mispronounce a word, if anyone mispronounces a word, but like you get what they mean, I think we should let it go.
This is the grammar, can we say that? Grammar Nazi of verbal.
Yeah. Yeah.
It depends. Because we do this thing where if you come from a country that we like look up to, or like you're French, you know, have a French accent and you fuck up one of the words, it's okay because it sounds amazing, right?
Mm.
But then if you do it and you're one of us, like if we fuck up a word because our accent's not as sexy as Italian or French or something like that, we correct it. It depends on who says it. Like if Bolzico mispronounces a word, are we gonna say, "Oh yeah, Nico, sorry, Mecho Malian," because he does it so sexy? He does always, you know, in Argentina we do this. And you're like, "Oh my god, yeah, like, dude, beautiful." So I'm with you. You let it pass, and I think these days it's probably the right thing to do. But I think it depends on who says it.
If an Australian accent
says it, we change it because we don't like the Australian accent. We're like, "Oh no, sir, it's not. That's not how you pronounce it." And then you change.
I think if you're not in the Philippines, right? If you're not an educator trying to actually teach the language, if you're not like teaching English or anything that's English adjacent, like, you know, I don't know, like literature or, you know, like language theory or whatever, right? Then if that is your profession, then your grammar, your pronunciation, like, it has to be spot on. If you're a journalist, if you're delivering important messages to people, like on the news, if you're writing, obviously, like, then your grammar has to be good, your pronunciation has to be good. If it's you and me just talking and, like, you know, I say croissant, not croissant, get off my back. Just okay, leave me alone.
No. Here, okay, let me jump on this. If you say it, if there are certain words, if you say it properly, you're an asshole.
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying.
If you say croissant and that's what you say in the Philippines and you're Filipino, you're an asshole.
If you say croissant because you're ordering from like a coffee shop, even in like the fanciest place, even in BGC, right? Even in BGC, if you say croissant,
you're an asshole.
That's a tagig ka.
Yeah. You're an asshole.
Let it go. Don't do
if you say salmon instead of salmon, you're an asshole. If you say almond instead of almond,
no one says almond.
Nobody says that.
Maarte na ako magsalita almond.
Yeah,
like you could probably catch me like slip and say salmon, like maybe almond.
If you say salmon, I think I have to people's elbow you. It's gotta be salmon. It's gotta be almond. It's gotta be croissant. And that's no disrespect to the French words, because as you know, I take French. I take French every week. I take a lot of it. I love the language. And it's like I'm obsessed by it. And I would never say croissant in France. I would never do that. I'm going to France in a few weeks here. I'm going now 3-4 times a year because of learning this language. But you cannot bring that word into our world and pronounce it the way they do and not be judged harshly for it. So, yeah.
I remember a TikTok that I saw that sparked this. So this is obviously not an original take. I got this off of a TikTok, right? And the guy was saying, he was stitching, like a French person was saying, oh, Americans mispronounce this word all the time. And then the Americans stitch it and said, yeah, no, we know it's croissant. It's just that we're not saying croissant in America. And he's like, in France, do you guys say, we should go to McDonald's? No, you say, oh, let's go to McDonald's. Like, we don't give you grief over that. And I found that very relatable. I was like, you know what? That's right. Adapt to where you are.
Absolutely.
And this is coming from someone now, mas maarte magsalita than like your average friend. I get it. I know that about me. I'm working on it. I've been working on it.
I also, there are exceptions to the rule. Like if you take one of the French luxury brands and you pronounce it incorrectly, you look stupid. Like I get if you say Givenchy, you're dumbass. I don't need another Irwan video telling me how to do it properly because that's also douchey. So if you get it wrong, you're dumb. If you're correcting everybody with a video, you're an asshole. It's like you can't do anything right, but just kind of live in the middle. You can't say Saint Laurent. It's Yves Saint Laurent. That's a guy's name, okay? But you can't get that wrong.
One of my favorite experiences, like ever, is seeing Seeing Jinky Pacquiao walk out of an Hermes store, right? And like everybody knows, like everyone who can typically, usually, if you can afford Hermes, you know it's Hermes. And it's also it's also not one of like the harder things to pronounce.
Yeah,
right?
It's easy.
And obviously, you know, Jinky knew it was Hermes, and I'm sure she says Hermes. But like the people that were with her, like assisting her and things like that, right? Like, you know, her team, like it looked like it was an executive assistant or whatever. It was on the phone, it was calling the driver. I just overheard, padal na ako, and was saying, dito kami sa may Hermes, right? And it was so satisfying to me because they were walking out with like 20 bags, like 20 like giant shopping bags. Yeah, and all of these like fancy, all of these fancy like what do you call them? Like sales associates that worked in Hermes. Not one of them was correcting this person on Jinky Pacquiao staff. You know why? Because they just made their year's target because Jinky stopped by there.
Right.
And like people in her crew was like, they thought I miss Hermes and then what I miss Hermes. And I was like, you know what? Baller.
Yeah, no, I'll give her that because you need to be picked up. Like, if I'm at the salmon store you know, I'm not gonna say I'm here at the salmon store, and I'm like, ma'am, san po yung salmon store. It would, you know, you have to kind of say it to make it a little bit more.
I know. I'm contradicting myself when I said that people should let people pronounce things however they want. Like if people get it wrong, but then also in the same breath, I said that people who pronounce it right, you know, say almond instead of almond, should, you know, get like the JBL clothesline from hell. I know that that's contradictory, but I don't know what to tell you. That's just how it works.
We're kind of diving into language right now, and that's okay. We should, because I have two things I want to bring up. Number one, guys, take a foreign language. I'm doing it and I'm loving it. And it's completely unnecessary with, we'll even go back to the Justin Timberlake. Not knowing the person's phone number is so outdated and archaic, but so is learning a new language. It's so outdated. Your phone will be able to translate in real time what anyone else is saying. There is no need to know how to speak another language, okay? There's not, you're fine wherever you go in the world. But I am having the time of my life learning an extra language. So I encourage you to do it, even though technology makes it easy for you to not to actually have to do it. There's that. Oh shit, what the fuck was my number two? I was just kind of prefacing that with this. Oh my God, I can't believe I forgot. I'll remember it in a second. Go save me for a minute.
This is what you get hanging out with Samo.
Yes.
You brought her back to the show, and now you're getting Samo's.
Fuck. God damn it. All right, save me. It'll come to me.
It happens to the best of us. All right, okay. So that's my other take. You want to get this guy's lechon take on?
Yeah, let's get your lechon take. Somebody can jump in here.
Okay. 9MG. I hope it's quieter where you are.
Languages. Take another
People are saying that Mang Tomas is the only thing that saves lechon. 9MG. Mikoy, is that your name? Mikoy?
9MG. Can you hear me?
Yeah, what's up, man? What's up, 9MG? Yeah, welcome to the podcast, man. Welcome on stage. This is a great thing about playback. We're kind of flexing all the features of playback right now. We were streaming video in the background. We were all watching together, and now anybody who's on the chat, anybody who's watching, we can bring them up.
And thanks, by the way, for staying up. If you guys are in the Philippines, the fact that it's midnight 14 is awesome. It's on a Sunday night, on a Sunday.
Dude, I'm so sorry.
First time here, and I have to agree, it's really an interactive, you know, platform, and I really enjoy it. So
I'm glad you're having fun. I'm glad you're having fun, 9MG. All right, it's all about takes today. Your take is lechon overrated. Not the first time I've heard that take, but that's definitely a pretty warm take. Tell us why you hate it.
Para number one, napaka hassle niyang ayusin. Like,
true.
Just getting it done for a party, booking the, you know. Kailangan mo pa ng mag-chop. Kailangan mo pa ng mag-ayos. Tapos sobrang sandali lang bag. Diba? Parang hindi naman
ganun katagal. You're talking full lechon though, right? You're talking full
lechon baboy.
Full lechon baboy.
Right, yeah, that's fuck that, man.
Tsaka, hindi rin sa ganun katagal masarap eh. So, kailangan alagaan mo pa yung oras kung kailan isa-serve. Parang, it shouldn't be the basis for someone to say na big time yung celebration kasi may lechon. Diba? Parang, saka hindi rin siya inclusive for everyone with all of the food restrictions that are, you know, that are out there right now. Like,
Let me guess. Wait, 9MG, shut up, man. Let me guess. There's two things here. It's two things. High cholesterol, fucking gout. Yeah. He has one of them, but by his voice and the fact that he's offended at lechon being served and it not being exclusive, I'm gonna go with gout. 9MG, have gout?
Nope, no, bro.
Anyway, continue.
Well, okay, I've given up on meat, so it's one of the reasons.
But, you're a hater of all. No, but you're right. Like, the take is right, but I don't know. Yeah, listen, I think the whole. From decision to have lechon all the way to the end, which is leftover lechon, it's bad the entire way.
Yeah,
nothing like killing the pig. Like, killing the pig is the most violent fucking thing you'll ever see. And the noises it makes, the stabbing you have to do, the ice pick in the brain, all like that process, again, from the streets. That whole thing is an ugly reality. All the way to, if you don't, like as you were saying, if you don't eat it in the first like 10 minutes, the quality just declines so hard. unless you maybe kawali it, which is of course then a little bit longer lasting, which is probably my preference of the lechon thing. But that whole initial ice pick to the ear,
for sure,
that is not a great noise on a Saturday morning to wake up to. Which again, when you live in certain parts, that's the noise you hear.
And to think we have cartoon characters that are pigs, and you imagine them being slaughtered like that, like. Man, for a kid to actually, you know, be served lechon in a party,
the pig, traumatic. The piglet, when you see the piglet up there being turned, yeah. Fucking thing. Oh my god, you guys are
for
more
sure, for sure.
Awful, awful, awful. All right. Anyway, good times. Thanks. But you're vegetarian, man.
Pescatarian.
Whatever.
What's that? Chicken?
Fish.
No, you, fish.
Yeah. Yeah, you lose credibility in the take when you're vegetarian because now you're just kind of like one of them.
Yeah,
I enjoyed the in the past, but you know, it's just.
I was right there with you. If you told me you had gout or like high cholesterol, I would have been like my people. And then you went and said you gave up meat. But no, good take, man. Thanks. I love it.
Tina J, I just want to say thanks to Tina J on the chat who gave me a little recognition for the for that Mariah Carey. You know, pig whistle that I just did. It's my best animal impression. Like, it's the impressive. Only one I could do, like fucking legit. All the other ones, I can't do a lot of impressions, but my pig is strong.
Did you get your take?
I got it. Wait, no, it was a language take. Shit, it was learn a language, and fuck, I don't remember. I got caught up on all of this stuff here. But
Here's my thing with here's the thing with my lechon. He's right, because I am of the if someone likes it, then let them like it, right? What I don't like is it being used as a flex and it being used to gaslight me, like during company Christmas parties, someone's birthday or whatever. Oh, grabe, dalawa yung lechon, and I'm like, I don't care. Like, tell me na may, oh, for you, tell me may taho station yung Christmas party na. Oh, solid.
You better put a security guard by that.
Solid. Diba? Like, parang, oh, actually, dalawa yung serving ng dessert. Oh, grabe, galante ng kumpanya natin ngayon, diba? But like, parang, oh, grabe, dalawa yung lechon. Eh, no ngayon.
I've never seen a lechon just bone left. Like, just right there, there's just bones left. There's always like 30% meat left because nobody really loves it that much. I've never seen just like rib cage left on a table where lechon is there. Like, you ever, I did that thing when I was younger where I had piranhas. A lot of you guys know, you know, this life, you know, but that's a fish store. And then in the back, they're selling the piranhas. And I fed my piranhas once a full koi for their birthday. So big koi fish. Right?
What is wrong with you?
This is where too much money meets stupid friends. So I fed my piranha a full size koi and they couldn't finish it. And there's like 60% of the body still hanging out.
Is
there.
Is that bad for them? Anyway.
No. It's bad for the water. It was terrible, right? For the entire thing. But That's what it is with lechon. I don't really see it just kind of hanging out there too much, fully consumed. Not like if you had it at the whole station, you would have it fully consumed. I remember my hot take now. Here it
Go
is.
Go for it. I'm setting up the raffle.
Yeah, and you said it. You said it earlier. Corporate jargon, corporate lingo.
Uh-oh, here we
worst,
go.
The worst language.
Oh, it's the worst one. Oh, which one do you hate the most? I'll tell you which one.
I don't know. All of them. Every single one. All of
Circle
them.
Circle back?
Circle back, fucking hate it. Offline, fucking take this offline, fucking hate it. It's, oh my God, there's every corporate jargon is the worst. It's the worst. And it's so, everybody uses it so much. And I wanted to ask you, as a corporate guy, somewhat corporate guy, I mean, you're like cool guy corporate. Do you use it?
I use it in emails. I use it around people who use it. But then I'm always like, I'm a massive corporate poser because, you know, I'm not from that world, right? So I think that a big problem is that I have imposter syndrome. So for fear of being sniffed out, like, I adapt. But I do know that there are people who use it like in person. And like not even in meetings, like in the hallway or like sabay tayo papunt ng banyo and you're like, oh, by the way, bro, circle back na lang tayo dun sa.
Like if you use it on your lunch break, you're an asshole.
Hate it. Yeah. Hate it.
It's corporate jargon is off and it's so fast moving. It's like it's so kind of like Becky lingo. There's new stuff all the time and it just gets douchier and douchier.
Well, here's what Dan says,
just to piggyback on that. Oh, I've never heard this one. Let's not boil the ocean. I swear to God.
I've never heard that.
You're gonna sound like a freshly about to be lechon pig if I heard let's not boil the ocean.
What does that mean? What
disruptive? Does that mean? Like that? We gotta be disruptive.
Oh.
Fuck. Probably the worst one of them.
What is, I'm trying to moving forward. That's fine. That hot take. Hot take. I love corporate jargon.
Expedite. I don't know. Maybe expedite is okay.
So Angelica, very successful in the corporate world.
Very.
Does she take it in speaking corporate? Does she take it offline?
The corporate stuff? Well, I mean, she's a big corporate jargon person. And sometimes I think she will use it before she actually knows the etymology of the phrase or the word itself.
Sure.
So
same.
I would. What's up?
Same.
Yeah. Like I know. But, okay. For example, like this is what I say sometimes, and it's nothing against her. It's just more I explain to her. Do you know the genesis of that phrase? Do you know what actually that means? So when you use it in the corporate world, you're using it more effectively. So let's say Hail Mary, right? She'll use the Hail Mary phrase, which is a sports reference. It's not a prayer reference. Okay. So when you say, well, yeah, if these don't work, we'll just throw a Hail Mary. I'm like, do you understand what they're actually saying here? This is a absolute football reference. This is a, you're at the end of the half or at the end of the game, you're down by more than a field goal, and you're 50 plus 60, 70 yards to the end zone. The quarterback has to chuck it. The success rate of this is truly single digits percentages. So when you use it, you know what you're actually referencing.
Right.
But I hate the phrase. Like, I hate it. And there's a lot of corporate talk. I mean, you guys know what this is about. Like, so many of you guys have to use it. And it drives me crazy. That's the slang that I most dislike. Low hanging fruit is another one. Yeah, they say it all the time. It drives me nuts.
Which one?
Low hanging fruit. Which I use in regular people talk. I don't like the way it's used in corporate jargon.
Yuki is right. When someone tells me to park something, let's just park that for now. There's specific hairs in the back of my head, 7 of them, that all stand up at the same time anytime I hear, let's just park that right now.
Yeah, no, I'm out.
And again, in the context of an email, no problem. In the context of a meeting, yeah, sure, right. But I know a person that says that to me, like, to my face, like, at the cafeteria. I'm digging into my, like, para my tap silog for lunch.
Yeah.
And we'll pass by and say, Nix, we'll bring up a work topic while I'm eating. And they'll go, oh, let's just park that kumakain ka.
I'm gonna park this achara up your ass.
How about you never parked it and then you just like told me what it was.
Oh, it's corporate jargon is the worst.
All right. Anyway, it's 12:26 in the morning. This has gone on for way too long.
Sorry.
We're raffling off the watch. 9MG, I agreed with your lechon take, man. I dare say maybe I even loved it. I don't think it was the hottest take, right? Because I think you know, it's fair. It's fair to say. Okay. We'll do the Viva Hot Babe story and then we'll raffle off the watch.
No. I we don't have to do the story. I've told it a million
times.
No,
we have to do the story now.
Listen, probably the project I regret the most doing because I didn't really know what I was getting into. Like, you know, Forbidden Questions was huge on the radio. And yes. they were like, hey, can you do a Forbidden Questions with our roster of actresses? And I'm like, okay, sure. And then I get on set and I'm like, okay, so if we all know Forbidden Questions, very sexual, very kind of bustos and all of that stuff. But I am, again, awkward. I'm not very good in person. On like right now, fucking, yeah, whatever, microphone, I don't care. But when I'm in person, very different person I am. And so I get there and I'm interviewing all of these people. I do not know it's porn. I really, honestly, genuinely do not know it's porn. I thought I'm just, they're going to release a video of me asking tough sexual questions to celebrities.
Oh, so you didn't know that they were going to splice it with like the softcore scenes.
Yeah, I didn't know it's going to be like, okay, here, and then do this. So when I got the script, I'm like, okay, so you ask them any question you want, be Mo. But then after that, tell them to go over there and fuck that guy. I'm like, what? What?
Because for some of them, the transition was like, you were on set.
Yeah, because in Forbidden Questions, there was a challenge. Like, remember?
Yeah. No, but like
30 questions, and at the end, I need you to make out with that dude in the radio booth. So
yes,
I'm like, oh, no, it's gonna be
what I'm saying is there's a scenario where they shoot all the interviews on a Wednesday. Like, for example,
edit in porn.
Yeah, like, for example, like, I don't know, Maui, right? So, yeah. Like, you and Maui, your interview happens on a Wednesday, and then Maui comes back on a Thursday, and then she does a scene. But no, what you're saying is, after your part, you just move over, you're having toron, and then there's a scene
exactly. that's happening right there. Exactly. Wow. That's exactly. I was like, this is the... Yet, even though, again... I regret this project. It is the most successful thing I've ever been in. Podcasts, radio, movies, TV shows. I have 40 TV shows. I have TV shows that run 6-7 years. Nothing sniffs, touches, and do I still live in its infamy than goddamn Viva Hot Babes video.
I see a meme all the time, man. I'm like, dude. I've gotten to a point where I don't even like laugh at them or like forward them to you anymore because I see them all the time.
I see him all the time. I see myself all the time in these things. And it's just crazy that for everything I think I've achieved and everything that I hope to continue to, and I've done so much
that so much. Decades.
Nobody remembers any other project outside of that to this very day. And it's a 30-year-old project. Or not 30, a 20-year-old project. Amazing. Maybe 25-year-old project.
Amazing. That's your pusit. Because the pusit exactly. call is mine. The pusit call is mine.
Which I reposted like last week.
I saw that last week.
It was the best. And we look so young in that video. We look like kids. Anyway.
Last question about the Viva Hot Days thing. Although I have like 15 more. But it's way too late. Is it, because I know that, you know, you have contracts, obligations, and then sometimes you just do favors just to keep getting work, right? But was it one of those payday things?
It wasn't, because it was just, somebody said, hey, we're going to put out a Forbidden Questions, like what I think is some kind of fucking documentary. And I'm like, shit, I'll do that. They paid me 50,000 pesos to do this.
For how many days of work?
I just one day.
But you were on different locations.
No. It was all kind of generally the same. Oh, it was okay. One big subdivision, and they use they'll use like the basketball court. That was bahay. That was, you know.
So binaboy lang nila yung village na.
Yeah. That's just like, oh, there's DNA all over that village, and I got paid 50k, and I was like, oh, 50k, whatever. That's fine. 50K I mean,
for a day.
We're celebrities, we're making millions, okay, monthly, right? 50k is nothing. But it was like, oh, we're gonna make a Forbidden question. Like, okay, cool. I'll be able to promote the radio show even more. Amazing.
You're lucky. You're lucky it's not on their app.
I just wish it was there's royalties like for every reference.
Is it on their new app? People on the chat. Is it on the new Viva app?
No, I don't think so. I mean, the quality's all fucked up and stuff. But
they have old, like I think they're making that like their depository of like everything they've ever done.
I think it's going to be like part of their, you know, classics. I mean, I should really get some kind of lifetime achievement award for this, to be honest. I've never won an award before. You know, we joke around and I feel strongly about the body of work that I've been contributed to this, industry.
No pun intended.
Yeah, exactly. But I would appreciate a little bit of lifetime achievement award love, everybody, with the VHB as kind of the thing that airs in the background while
I go. What was it called?
It was Forbidden Questions. It was called Forbidden Questions, but nobody remembers. They only called it Hot Babes. Viva Hot Babes. That's it. And it's like my name. It's associated.
Amazing. Yeah. You're lucky. They're saying it's not on the app. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, because the people on the chat are also saying it's only available in porn sites, like in actual, like hardcore.
I think they should remaster it though. I think they should remaster it because again, it is a classic for them. Like this has nothing to do with me. I'm not speaking because remastering it would be in their best interest.
Could you imagine watching it like on like a 70-inch screen?
Yeah. Oh God, I got this. I worry about it. And you know, every time somebody messages me, hey, I saw something about you online. I'm like, oh my god, I know what it is.
They have a whole new roster now.
I'm sure they do.
And I think they have 50,000 man to like have you come back. Do the sequel.
Dollars.
Do the sequel.
And I think there was a sequel in the contract for the same amount, and I just never like messaged them back.
I will. I'm starting a campaign that you do like you do it all over again
with the same group when they're all old.
All right, it's 12:30. Let's give away this watch.
I think if you get in the spirit of just encouraging people on Playback to jump on stage and to interact, and that was high quality, by the way. I mean, the audio was fantastic. Which really is much more superior than, say, calling a radio show. When you guys call the radio show, we know the quality's tough, the choppiness, the speakerphone radio, that technology that if the radio is on, you can't talk because it'll feedback. All that stuff is a nuisance. And just knowing I'm going to have to go through that here in a few hours on the radio, it's just so refreshing to hear an interaction radio show style being clear and not disruptive, as they say. And not having to park calls, we can just kind of take them now, and it's high quality, is awesome. So I'm down to giving it to the vegetarian hater.
I was gonna do this.
We can do this too.
I was doing this like on the side, but
you had a full on randomizer with the people's names.
That's what I was doing while someone like I think while you were telling
no no story, do sorry. That let's not empower vegetarians. Let's do this.
9MG, I'm sorry.
Sorry,
spin man. It. Sorry. We let people
super fast.
Yeah, it's gonna spin super fast. Whoever wins, you have like, I don't know, 5 seconds to be on the chat to confirm that you're still here. Because
we need Playback. We need to do this where Playback like automatically inputs them in a raffle style. Because I would love this if we were doing this on the radio show. To give away prizes daily, but I don't have the time to input, you know, 400 names.
Yeah, no, that's an app we could do. All right, yeah. Okay, here we go. Click to spin. One spin. By the way, again, before we go, this is the Tissot. This is a present from our friends from Tissot and the Watchdoor PH. It is the limited edition. FIBA World Cup watch that they handed out to Dennis Schroeder when he won the MVP. It is the Super Sport Chrono Quartz in black. And then there it is. So we're raffling it off to someone who's hung out all the way up until the end. If your name gets picked, you have like what, 10 seconds? 10 seconds to chat that you're still here. And then if you don't, then we draw it again. All right, here we go.
Oh, the sound effects too. I hope it's you on the
other. Congratulations. Ooh, look, 9MG, you almost still won it. Lord, Lord Christian Aguilar. Are you here?
You have no, was that wasn't. I gave him a shout out, right?
Lord Christian Aguilar. There he is.
I did. I kind of read one of his comments as well.
There he is. All right. Okay. Congratulations. Congratulations. Lord, message me on Lord. What's your Instagram, Lord? Type it on the chat and then I'll message you there how to get this to you. If you're in Amsterdam or in like some Iceland, some impossible location, I'm just messaging it to whoever your relative is in Pasig or Makati or Mandaluyong. But before we end the stream, Lord Christian Aguilar, what is your Instagram? Type it on the chat so that I'll DM you an IG with the same name on my playback. There you go. All right. Perfect. Congratulations.
Cool. All right.
Thanks for hanging out, everyone. Appreciate it. Hey, Mo, thanks for doing this.
No, for sure. Thanks. And have a great Holy Week coming up, all you people out there. So appreciate you. Yeah, so Nico, would love to see you again on the pod. Maybe not next week because that's probably Easter Sunday. I'm sure you have like family stuff, but very soon after that. Yes?
Yes. Yes. Cool. And then we'll do this again here as well. And then Watch Tour PH and Thissot. We're going to give away a whole lot of stuff on Moa's podcast and then also here as well. Thanks, everybody. Have we'll a great night.
We'll see you on the radio show, everybody, at 6 a.m. So just about 5 and a half hours from now.
All right. Bye, guys. Bye, guys.